Thank you for joining us for this Repertoire podcast. And now, your host, Scott Adams.
So happy to be here with you from the headquarters of Repertoire Magazine today. I am excited to speak with Mark Klein, Chief Sales Officer of NDC, and John Cook, Vice President of Sales at NDC. We're going to talk a lot of sales today, but mainly we're talking the importance of the independent distributor. I am looking forward to this conversation. I think you'll get a ton out of it. And thank you for being here. So here we go. Buckle up and let's go. Guys, it's so good to be on the call with you today. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I was at NDC myself in 2006 to 2008-ish, so for a couple of years. And then prior to that, I was with SemperMed, and NDC was obviously our single largest account. So the independent distributor is obviously near and dear to my heart. I'm looking forward to having a conversation about them today and some of the things that they've been dealing with through the pandemic. I know there's definite heroic stories out there of independent distributors around the country and the folks that work for them. So I'm looking forward to this conversation. Mark and John, thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm going to jump right into the questions today, guys. Well, before I do that, where are you guys at in the country today?
We are both in Nashville, Tennessee today.
Very nice. How's the weather up in Nashville? Here in Atlanta, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It is a beautiful day in Nashville. We're just waiting for more of that green to come out. And I think our moves will all definitely get better.
Yeah, as long as you don't have any more of that snow, right? I was supposed to come up and record this with you 2 weeks ago, and the whole place was like the North Pole.
That's for sure.
Mark, let me ask you first, and then John, you're welcome to jump in here. How have you seen the independent distributors support their health systems during this pandemic and just during everything that's been going on?
Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned the heroics that have taken place out there, and they just absolutely have. And I think you might have heard this when you spoke with Mark Seitz at another time. You know, not only are they independent, they're really specialty distributors. And, you know, many of these specialty distributors, whether they're in acute care, primary care, long-term care, animal health, government, lab, schools, first responder, dialysis, they all jumped in, right? And they definitely went in many different directions outside of even their specialization to provide the best possible products. I was reading a statistic over the weekend, and there was, I guess the FDA issued more than 350 emergency use authorizations for, you know, diagnostic products and personal protective equipment. And prior to that, between the years of 2010 and 2019, a whopping 23 were issued. And we all know that the inconsistency of the supply chain, and what I saw from a heroic standpoint was the ability of these specialty independent distributors to really qualify excellent product, right? We've seen all these stories of these challenges with the product that's come in, but, you know, their experience within their own markets was absolutely amazing. And then, you know, we also have different members of NDC that are part of business councils, and they're community leaders, and the way they worked across government and, you know, large local employers, just being incredibly agile to support the businesses and the medical channels in their community was every day. It was another amazing story for us. So I couldn't be more proud to be part of this organization. That's really a collection of some fantastic business people out there.
John, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. And I think Mark said a lot of good points, right, that are important to remember as we've gone through the pandemic. You know, I think one of the interesting things about our distributors, when you look at them, you know, while they may be somewhat of an independent model, but to Mark's point, specialty, you know, the amount of the years and experience that they bring through that model is amazing. You know, we've got a lot of second, third generation distributors that we work with. I saw one of our distributor partners on the cover of a magazine the other day celebrating 60 years in the business. And so I don't think you can get, you know, that much more grounded to knowing what's going on, what it takes to be a viable partner for these healthcare systems, other than being around it for 60 years. I mean, they've seen a lot of changes. They've adapted in a lot of different ways. They've seen the way that the go-to-market model for these health systems have changed from large inventories to just-in-time inventories to stockpile inventories to now how we come out of this post-pandemic model right? If anybody's poised to and positioned to be able to service these healthcare systems, you know, it's our distributors. You know, it's also interesting to think about the terminology of independent. You know, it almost makes you feel like they're on their own. But when you look at, to Mark's point earlier, the networks that these distributors have built out and their local communities and their regional areas around the country and the connections that they have, whether it be inside of the government through some of these emergency management setups that we have around the country or just any other areas inside of healthcare, they've got a connection in different ways that a lot of folks would not be able to tap into whenever these critical needs and these resources are unable to be obtained, that they have access to, and they're able to do it in a very quick and effective manner. You know, we saw a lot of delays and procedures taking place recently, and we know that delays in being able to take care of a patient or administer a surgery can have a lot of lingering effects to a health system, not only to the patient and to, you know, being able to take care. And so we know that these distributors are able to flex in a way that a lot of other ones can't, just because of, to Mark's point, their ability to be agile in the marketplace and to be able to source and to be able to do things that are creative to make sure that the products and the resources make it to these healthcare systems in a manner that's time effective and cost effective to make sure that the patient's taken care of.
I think that's one of the key things with the, and I'm going to use the word independent distributor. I actually want to stop using it based on my conversation with Mark Seitz last week and start calling them specialty distributors. You know, Mark Klein, you just mentioned that term. Can you talk a little bit about the difference, kind of what you see as the independent distributor, maybe of back in the days when I was there versus now looking at them more as specialty distributors today?
Sure. You know, I think the single biggest thing that's enabled them to be more than just independent, local, or regional is technology. So many of our business partners at NDC take their specialty care section of their business, if you will, say it's somebody that really focuses on lab. You know, through the partnership that we have, they're servicing labs across the country, not just within their area. We have several very sophisticated distributors that really have mastered to a degree how to handle the B2B on the internet or in the government. I just think those that have embraced technology have really enabled their companies to thrive far outside their area and them specializing in these different channels has just been a success story in itself.
I think it's an interesting place to be today as a distributor out there, whether you're a national or regional specialty, given to your exact point, one, the technology, two, you're seeing people who come into our space that have never been in it before, which are the Amazons of the world. And I think that the main reason for that is because of the way people buy today. And we all are buying via convenience. We all buy differently post-pandemic than we did when we would run to the grocery store. And I think in an era of technology, and then you throw on top of that, the amount of content that gets put out there that pulls customers to folks, no matter where they are in the country, it really does lend itself to giving these guys an opportunity to really make some waves as we go forward. It may be in a time before when we weren't able to do that, as folks are searching for different products and different things. Someone that maybe is a regional player down in the Southeast may have never talked to someone in the Northeast or Northwest, and all of a sudden, because they have good content out there and technology, they're able to provide product for them. Let's talk a little bit about kind of that role, how that role is going to change for that distributor, your members, those independent distributors out there post-pandemic. You guys, John, why don't you start off on this one, and then we'll let Mark chime in after.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Scott. You know, certainly we know that the way that these health systems purchase and the way that they rely on the supply chain has and will continue to evolve and change. Like I said, we've sort of seen the models change over the years of going from large inventory stocks to trying to be more lean and to a just-in-time inventory model to now we feel as though they're going to be less reliant on that in time and going back to more safety stock. And so where our distributors can come into play there is obviously assisting with being an extension of those health systems, having the resources on hand at their locations for them. You know, when you look at that, the distributors that we partner with around the country, you know, combined, they make up over 500 DCs nationwide. And so as you look at these healthcare systems that are in many cases part of these larger systems that have a footprint that mirrors a lot of these distributors that we partner with, in a lot of cases, it aligns perfectly to where our distributors are poised to service these large, medium-sized healthcare systems. You know, I think one of the areas that we're going to see that some of these new purchasing behaviors can't replace, Scott, like you mentioned, the Amazons of the world and the technology factors is the clinical coordination, right? I mean, while our hospital systems know what they need and what they require, it's the distributor and their reps that really help to bring that coordination between the product to the clinical aspect, to making sure that the proper training is occurring to those that are, you know, administering the care, that they understand the proper applications. And so I think that our distributor sales teams, right, are going to have to be that much more educated on exactly what the needs are of the health systems from a clinical aspect, so that they can be that industry expert, right, to make sure that they're connecting all those dots from a product to an application standpoint. You know, we'll continue to see vetting going on in the market post-pandemic. We know that there's some changes in the administration and some efforts to where people purchase products, whether it be domestic or foreign. And so helping these healthcare systems navigate those waters between the products that are going to meet these compliances that are going to be required is going to be an integral part of what our distributors can bring to these healthcare systems as that continues to evolve. So they're going from more of just a product provider to really a full service clinical supply chain team that they have at their disposal.
Mark, you want to jump in there?
Sure. I would just say that another area that we all read about in this pandemic is those patients that are not visiting their physicians on a regular basis that have a chronic disease or a combination of chronic diseases. And our distributors working with the team here at NDC are always trying to get the best possible information to those distributors and those distributor reps so that they can share it virtually with those physician groups or specialty groups that are now really taking care of some of these patients through a telemedicine. You know, it's interesting that if you really focus on very productive communication with your customers electronically, it's very accepted. And oftentimes you'll get more, time with them as compared to showing up on the doorstep. As long as you craft that message very carefully, that's meeting the needs of the office and the physician to treat these, you know, very chronic conditions.
Yeah, guys, a couple of things there that to unpack that you just both said during that last segment. And one of which I've spoken on probably since the first of the year, I don't know, a half a dozen national sales meetings. And the thing I reiterate over and over and over at each one of these manufacturers is probably nowhere in my 27 years in the industry has the distribution sales rep been more important than they were this last year. As much as we all do like to buy conveniently, when you're out of PPE, or you're out of diagnostic tests for COVID and you need to get somebody on the phone, you don't want to call Siri or Alexa. You want your distribution rep. And I'm obviously, because of Repertoire Magazine, it's who we write to every month and they're our audience. I love those guys and gals out there that call on the accounts every day. And, you know, I know that they've been through a ton. A couple of things for those folks. And I'd like you two to chime in on this too. You mentioned technology, you know, being educated and being prepared when you go in to have those conversations with your practice. Yeah, you could be way more efficient, but you got to be ready to have some of those. And last week I spoke on an NBC podcast you guys host. And one of the things I mentioned, and I mentioned it at the end, but I want to mention it right here, is, you know, we have a full library of educational videos in RepConnect that are 2 minutes in length that are just product education stuff on everything from Midmark to Quidel to Sekisui to you name it, from a manufacturer standpoint, BDs. all of them. And literally, you just got to go into the app and go into that 2-minute drill section there, and gives you a 2-minute conversation to start with each one of your accounts. And we literally just launched starting to build out those 2-minute videos for end users too, to just help get a conversation started. But I think you're both dead right when you talk about that local independent distribution rep and being able to meet with more and more customers today. Any advice you guys have for the local distribution reps out there?
I would say one thing, many years ago, probably 10 years ago, I had a rep that embraced social media long before I was ready to embrace it, I guess. And I kept saying, man, I don't know what this guy's doing playing on his computer all day, but he should be out calling on people. Well, I will tell you, a decade later, he's still a very good friend of mine, and he's an absolute star within some commercial healthcare systems because of how professionally and how efficiently he prepared his profile and communications across many different social medias. And you just can't believe how important it is. And, you know, I'm showing a little bit of wear and tear, I guess, but, you know, my sons are 21 and 25. I know how they like to be communicated with. And it's just very, very important for the rep to take that very seriously and to study it. And I'm sure some of the things that you'll be presenting in the different trainings will help them out with that. So I guess that would be my piece of advice to the reps that are out there.
100%.
I'll just add on, you know, once you're educated on that, right, and knowing how to apply it to your customer's need, right, I think that's super important. I think a lot of needs are going to change this year and post the pandemic. As we continue, a lot of things that weren't a focal point previously will become focal points. Maybe some procedures and practices could change for a lot of our distributors, customers, you know, even outside of your healthcare systems. So I think it's important for them to re-educate themselves with their customers and what their actual needs are moving forward post-pandemic, so that they're making sure to bring the right solutions to them, you know, not only from a product offering, but just from a, how do they fit into the model moving forward? And what is it that these health systems are going to need from their distributor partners to be successful?
Yeah, no doubt. And Mark, you made the comment there about your sons being 21 and 25. And, you know, John Pritchard, my business partner, I talk to suppliers all the time. And it's not as much as it used to be, but millennials came up all the time. And, you know, how do I manage millennials? And, you know, the work for me and John are like, you need to stop worrying about how you manage millennials working for you and start to understand how you sell to millennials that are buying from you. Because the average age of the millennial today is 25 to 38. And they make more business decisions in B2B business than any other group. They make up 50% or 56% of all business decisions in B2B buying. And they like to be communicated to differently. So my challenge to the folks listening today is, you know, as you're out there, remember how the folks that are buying from you want to be communicated to. You may not want to embrace Zoom or Teams or doing virtual sales meetings, but these folks are used to buying that way. And we have to change with them, or you're going to get left behind. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, because it's really what they're looking for and what they want. I'd like to just close this out. I've got one more question for you guys. I appreciate your time today. And I'd like to give you guys the opportunity. It's not one of the questions that we had to talk about today, but I just would be curious, you know, what are some of the things that the folks in Nashville and in DC are doing to help your members and independent distributors around the country to be successful as they're calling on these health systems and physician offices and labs?
You know, I'll start briefly and then hand this one over to John. I will tell you that we have done everything we possibly can to support their businesses. You know, the distribution centers of this company have never shut down. We've made as many investments as possible in products to support their businesses. Incredibly proud of the NDC operations team and those warriors out there that never shut down in the distribution centers to keep our specialty independent distributors running. And then, you know, we absolutely are very embedded in our CRM and try to ensure that we are communicating in the best possible manner, you know, through Pardot and through other things to ensure that through this time of chaos, if you will, we're organizing the information based upon their businesses as efficiently as we can. John, you want to take that over?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's important to note that the biggest goal of NDC is to operate in the shadows, right, of our distributor partners, but to be an extension of their business, right? We essentially want to be an extra salesperson to assist them and their team. We want to be an extra voice and advocate to the manufacturers for them. We want to be a go-between between them and the GPOs, right? And so our whole goal is to keep that in mind with everything that we do, whether it be from during the pandemic, we brought on, I think, 4 new salespeople to help to continue to support our distributor partners. We brought in some other folks in some other roles within the organization as well that we noticed some areas that we could, you know, shore up that the pandemic exposed that allowed us to be more effective in assisting our distributors through the pandemic. And so, you know, everything that we do is to be an extension and to have their best interests in mind, to make them more successful in the, you know, in the healthcare space to their customers, and to do it, like I said, quietly without anyone knowing that we exist, other than our distributor partners knowing that we have their back.
Guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the conversation today and spending a little bit of time here with you. And I would ask you that from the bottom of my heart, when you're out at the warehouse or talking to customer service, to thank them for all of us for being there over this last year and all the things showing up for work every day when, you know, a big population of our world, not just our country, were scared to death. And they still showed up and got product out the door and got product to your members so they could get them to the customers and they could take care of Americans. So thank you both so much. I appreciate the conversation.
Yep, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank Mark and John both for spending some time with me. It's always nice to catch up with folks that are actually where the rubber meets the road and now talking to customers and in front of distributors across the country. And I, you know, I say this all the time in these podcasts, but each of you distributors out there and to the folks that work at NDC in the warehouse and customer service, genuinely thank you so much for all you've done over this past year and all you've done for years and years in the past and years to come. I would like to just close it with, for those reps listening, those modules I was talking about, those 2-minute videos, they're free, don't cost you guys anything. They're a great way to learn product. If you're new, they're a great way to refresh on products if you've been doing this a long time. And then those customer videos that are in there as well are a great way to just send an email with that link to get a conversation started around a product so you can set up some Zoom calls with your manufacturers. Look forward to more podcasts to come. We've got a bunch coming here over the next few weeks. And thank you for being here with us. Have a great day and good selling.